Now to Paris, and Britain's Prince Charles is getting together with South American indigenous leaders for a special meeting today at that climate change conference. They're calling for more attention to be paid to protecting the world's forests. Well, FM4's Chris Cummings is following developments at the Paris conference and reports now on an international project which focuses on precisely this issue here.
The Paris Climate Conference, or COP21, is a United Nations event, which means we're going to have to get used to discussing a dizzying number of acronyms. Let's wade in by discussing RED, or REDD+. Here's how the UN's online resources explains this mechanism.
RED is a new international framework to help stop deforestation. It stands for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation in Developing Countries.
Yeah, it's quite clear, so I may as well let them explain the point of it too.
Why do we need RED? Because destroying tropical forests releases more carbon dioxide than the entire global transport sector. Without a solution to deforestation, there won't be a solution to climate change.
The problem is that in the industrialised world, we've chopped down most of our forests to make room for the farms and factories that make us rich. And now we want to persuade developing countries not to follow our example. We're doing that by paying them to look after their intact forests that are valuable to the whole world. It's a logical idea, says Florian Kraxner, the deputy director of the YASA Ecosystem Services and Management Programme.
I think since we are mainly talking about sustainable forest management, which will be part of the RED Plus deal, of the RED Plus negotiations, this might also be a very important and substantive income to the local people if done in a sustainable way. So I think this can be a very fair deal.
Now, it might seem a bit hypocritical of rich countries to tell people in poor countries not to cut down their trees, but Florian says that those close to the forests understand their value better than most.
I think people who are really working as a farmer, as a forester out in the field, even if they are coming from a very low educational level, they very fast recognize that if you maintain the system growing and going, it is much better than cutting it down.
But not always, says his YASA colleague Aline Mosnier. She takes the example of people living in poverty in the Congo Basin, often living a hand-to-mouth existence and thinking little about what happens next year.
Even if you tell, like, in 20 years maybe it will be billions coming there, currently, there is no alternative at cutting down the trees and making something else.
And there's another problem, says Freddie Wayman of the Indigenous Peoples Advocacy Group Survival International.
Often these projects make no mention of the fact that the land they are considering is the customary land of a particular Indigenous people, leading to evictions, relocations, or limitations on how people can live and use what are their ancestral homelands.
We know it all. Chris Cummins.
FM4. Reality check.